Hope Ministries in South Bend began accepting weather amnesty residents earlier this month. Director of Operations John Brown says that currently no one with a fever is allowed into the building. But as the weather gets worse, he says his facility will set up a temporary isolation space and network with other service providers to care for potentially infected residents.
So we can quarantine them for a night, and then hopefully the next morning there's a place that they will be able to go to get the additional services they'll need.
Faith Mission in Elkhart has also established quarantine spaces, both for individuals who have tested positive and those who are waiting for their test results back. Assistant Director of Operations Ray Collins says that while staff can keep residents safe inside the shelter, they'll still face risks in the community at large.
Majority of our people are out working. Until the county closes the community down, there's not much we can do as far as telling our residents that they can't go to work.
At the most recent Board of Health meeting, St. Joseph County Deputy Health Officer Mark Fox said the state has also established a district-wide isolation center in Valparaiso for homeless individuals. Gemma DiCarlo, WVPE News.